They have this kind of idealized vision of a soulmate model marriage. And when they actually get into a real relationship where the other person doesn't seem to be acting like a perfect soulmate at all times, they figure they kind of didn't luck out and get the right kind of marriage, and therefore marriage isn't for them. So, you know, there are a lot of factors going into this, but at the end of the day, what I think we're seeing is a disconnect between our attraction to the drama and the pageantry of weddings and our aversion to the commitment and hard work that marriage requires. If the average American couple spent half as much attention preparing for their marriage as they do for their wedding, I think we'd have some very different statistics to be talking about today.